This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Bird flu is circulating, so public health officials urge Coloradans to steer clear of sick or dead birds. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Denver's public health department wants people to know birds and wildlife can carry disease. Though transmission between bird and human is rare, it can occur. Their best advice? Never handle wildlife and keep pets and kids away from bird droppings and sick or dead birds. The risk to the public is generally low, but infections in humans can happen after close, prolonged, and unprotected contact with infected birds. If you see a sick or dead bird on public property like parks, report it by contacting Denver 311. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is tied with Massachusetts for being the most educated state in the nation, but there are big gaps. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
63% of Coloradans have some form of credential after high school, a workforce certificate or degree. That's higher than the national rate of 55%, according to a national report from the Lumina Foundation. 30% of Native Americans do, a 3-point decline from last year. There is a wide disparity in education levels by county. Three-quarters of San Miguel County, where Telluride is the county seat, has a degree, while just 18% of Crowley County, east of Pueblo, does. Also, Colorado still imports many college-educated workers. Just half of the state's high school graduates go on to post-secondary education. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are moving to punish gun thefts based on the danger stolen weapons pose, not resale value. Currently, guns are treated like other property under theft laws. The more expensive the firearm, the higher the penalty. But a bill getting its first hearing at the Capitol today makes all gun thefts felonies. Colorado Springs staying in the 20s today. Around Denver, its highs only in the teens. This is CPR News and KRCC.